Well, I think we've got an extra spring in their step this morning.
Yeah, it's about time, isn't it? We've been looking forward to this day since the day of pre-season, so glad it's here.
It's a big feeling of the unknown, given you've got so many changes to your team and probably a few young guys that you don't really know what to expect come Thursday.
No, I wouldn't say that. We've been training together as a group for 6 months and got a pretty good understanding of each other's games now, so not really looking forward to the unexpected from our side of things. I think it's really exciting. New group, young group, and yeah, looking forward to getting into it.
Biggest question, I guess, is how are you guys going to kick a score on Thursday night? What thoughts?
I think we've got many options. The forward lines work pretty well from what I've seen. Everyone will, from the forward line through the midfield, will be all looking to hit the scoreboard. And yeah, as long as we can kick more than Richmond, I think we'll be all right.
Thank you.
Jacob Wettering's seems like better, Dave. Have you given him any advice, given you probably in the same position a few years ago?
No, I haven't. If anything, he's probably been the one giving me advice. He's got a very old head on his shoulders. He's a very mature kid, and he's just taking everything in his stride. He's been really impressive, and yeah, he's going to give himself every chance to get a run, so I'm looking forward to watching him go.
Is there anything stood out about him this pre-season?
Just his composure. For such a young kid to come in and has done what he's done, it's been really impressive. Doesn't complain about anything, he just gets on with it and gets the job done, and yeah, probably it's just his composure has been really impressive.
Is a win sort of the only acceptable result Thursday night, or given the stage you guys are at, it's not quite as black and white as that this season?
Oh mate, no questions about it. We're going out there to win. We're going out there to win every week. So we'll be giving it our all, and as long as we're bringing the effort, that's going to give us the best chance to get the 4 points.
We haven't seen Murph, obviously, in the NAB Challenge. You're obviously confident that he's going to hold up and play for the same night?
Yeah, obviously, we've got one more training session to get through. But although he hasn't been playing games, he's been training really hard. I don't think fitness is going to be an issue for him. And yeah, if he gets through today, I'll be pretty surprised if he doesn't line up.
It is only worth 4 points, but what is it about this round one clash? Do you lift a little bit more for it, particularly Richmond?
I think just the whole build-up that we've been waiting 6 months for, it's sort of a bit of relief that it's here, a bit of excitement. It's always a pretty big build-up to round one, and the rivalry we've created with Richmond is pretty special over the last sort of 10 years that we've been doing the Thursday night game. So. You know, it's going to be a big crowd. Everyone's going to be having a look. So, yeah, it'd be lying if we said it doesn't have a little bit more edge on it than any other weeks.
Obviously, I don't wish injury upon anyone, but there are a few question marks around Brett Deledio. Be pretty handy if he wasn't there.
Look, it would be nice, but we're expecting him to play. I think we'd be silly if we didn't. So, we're expecting him to be lined up.
Since you said the group's been waiting 6 months, you've probably been waiting 9 months to play a game of footy. Is there any extra nerves there, given you haven't played for so long?
Yeah, you're probably right. It has been a while since I've ran out with the boys, but no, not really. It's actually gone pretty quick. I feel like I'm in pretty good nick, and looking forward to getting back and having another good year, which I did a couple years ago.
What about the new coach? Bit of an edge to him as it gets closer the last few weeks?
Not noticeable. He's just like us as players, just excited that it's finally here. It's nothing like the real thing, and he's handled himself really well.
Beauty. Cheers, Bryce.